Some wars don't have guns. The most upbeat music, the most alive sounds cannot stir a downtrodden, dead soul. Life's come and life's almost gone and it's beginning to take its toll. When you've broken your own rules, betrayed yourself, a stranger stands in the shoes you wear. Suicidal thoughts come and they go, but they don't go for long before they're back to sing their ugly song. So now I'm sat in a kitchen, longing and itching for another buzz. But I'm moving out, I'm moving up, so why the fuck do I still feel so down? Too much power, independence and freedom, look at my heart, it's bleeding. I need money now, so I need to work now, in mind-numbing conditions, else we won't get our admissions, our right to enter the adult society that we call life. I must grow old and marry a wife, I must work every hour that is granted to me, so I can live. But it's not really living, is it? It's breathing, but it's not feeling. I need to write, I need to perform and scream and express myself, but I can't, because I need money now. This makes me pretty pissed off, and I sort of feel like I need to be cheered up. But there's no one here. No one's ever here but you. I tell you to wait, but you remind me how much I need to escape. You express the urgency and you always win because I only fight with words, you see. You offer me love and mercy, welcome me into your adult nursery. Most people I tell about this curse at me, they don't understand, but does that make them worse than me? Tried 9 to 5, tried to be like everyone else, but I am not like everyone else. I know it's a cringy Tumblr line, but really I am not myself. I don't remember the last time I was sober, I can't cope, I'm all out of hope. Tried to clean myself, but there ain't ever enough soap. My chest wheezes, my nose itches, my tongue fizzes, my jaw swings, my lungs die, and one day so shall I. But why would I want to live? I often find myself questioning how I got into this state of utter self-hate. It's as if some sort of sentient power sat among the clouds in his fancy tower, full of sorrow, is trying to make me not see tomorrow. He chopped at the ground beneath my feet, making a level, steady, neat surface, an uneven, broken, slippery slope of shit. And this ground, the very foundation on which I stand, he destroyed it. My core beliefs, my value and my aim were shattered and thrown. But every time I look in the mirror, I see who's truly to blame. I did this on my own. This sentient being, it isn't he who's seeing my life from above, forging my path. The struggle I swim within is not this God's wrath, but rather an offer of the abnormal. A distraction from things I didn't want to see, from people like me, from things I didn't want to feel, from what was truly real. And as soon as he asserted his alternative reality, I didn't give a shit about my morality, because what I was feeling was immortality, misled by this raw fallacy. Happy, sad, or mad, my purpose is an impossible task to achieve, and I'm too scared to leave. So I turn to something that numbs the agony in which I live. Something that will make me forget and give in. I am a soldier in a war that I cannot win.